Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got having a great visit with our good friend, Stephen Baum. Stephen is the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He's a top vistage leader in the New York City area. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about time management, how to not be time starved. You were talking in the previous segment about, Stephen, about the fear of the consequences of being being less involved and for fear that things, you know, won't hold together. And, you know, that doesn't say very much about your hiring skills if you have that attitude, does it?
Well, as I said, if you do the math, you want a perfect job to which people sign up 50% motivation. Do the math as opposed to a job that will do 90% of what you would do with 100% motivation. You come out with a very different answer. If you want everybody to be perfect, you're going to be time-starved.
Right, absolutely. And
the other piece of this is a little like fitness. You know, if you don't invest a little time in exercise and nutrition and all that, you don't get fit. You don't mm-hmm. get better. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the folks who run businesses say, I don't have any time to change people's behaviors. It takes too long. It takes too much work. But the guys that I've worked with, the men and women I've worked with who have invested in what I call growing their time, said that leading the business is actually satisfying and rewarding and energizing and even fun. And even though time is still a challenge, it's a very different glide path because they've invested in growing their own time by about 20 different ways.
Right. One of the ways that I do it, and one of the ways I recommend, Stephen, is I try to promote myself. I try to fire myself from a job as often as I can and promote myself to jobs that nobody's doing yet that only I can do. That's been really helpful to me. And I'll tell you, if you try that, it works. And if you try that, you'll start liking it. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, if you're doing part of lower echelon jobs, you're not being the boss.
That's right.
And so you're actually wasting your time. And worse than that, I had a client who was this way all the time. He was a linebacker in college. And linebackers have only one mode of operation. As soon as the ball snaps, they run over everybody mm-hmm. and crush the other quarterback. That's not the way to lead a business.
Right.
And over time, he has changed his behavior and become a much more productive and happier person by doing a bunch of things where he grows people rather than training them to wait to take orders. That's what he was doing, is training people to be passive.
Mm-hmm. My first...
There's a bunch of ways. Firing yourself from low-level jobs is a good one. Doing a homework assignment where you write down what only you can do, nobody right. else can do, and sticking as much as you can mm-hmm. to that. Not going first every time you have a conversation or a meeting with somebody. Find out what the other people have in their head before you start instructing them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge change in behaviors when you get other people to go speak first. It trains them up. I have one client who used to have an open door policy. People would walk in and lay problems at his feet, and one morning he decided he wasn't going to have any more of it, and he basically said, I'm not telling you what I would do till you tell me what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the ways that I've had, one of my mentors handled that, if I ever brought him a problem, he wouldn't accept my problem without me bringing a solution with it. In other words, I wasn't allowed to bring him a problem unless I thought about it long enough that I came up with my idea of how to fix it. Otherwise,
and that's what this guy did.
Yeah, same thing. All right, what else? What's some other things you can do?
Well, another one is you count to one, as I say, before you have any conversation or meeting, and you ask yourself, what do I want this person to know, feel, or want to do when it's over?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want them to walk away feeling and wanting to do? Another one is anointing somebody in your group. You know, you said that Jack Williams, I guess I'll get his name right this time, had something like 75 employees.
Right.
Well, there's got to be one of those employees who can act in the capacity of his number two or chief of staff or something. And if you give roles to people that are a double hat, they grow, they step up, and you unburden yourself of a bunch of things.
Well,
and if you don't have anybody like that in your organization, then you need to hire somebody.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's a big deal. You mentioned a minute ago about letting go of lower-level jobs. When you've really arrived is when you can start turning loose of a job that the day before yesterday you thought was a high-level job.
Yes.
I'll give you an example. For years and years, I did my own show production. I arranged the guests and everything, and after, I did that for like 5 or 6 years, and then I hired somebody to take it over. You think it wasn't difficult for me to release all my babies to this new person, all my friends like Stephen Baum, and you know those relationships, not to contact those guys every day like I used to do? That was hard, but I did it, and my business grew after that.
I have one client who hired a number two who was so good, he's basically runs the meetings with people that the founder used to be really close with.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat with the founder for a while, and I had this strange feeling about his sadness over the success he had had, a very strange sense I had. And I said, "You're in mourning, aren't you?" And he said, "I never thought about it that way, but yes, I'm grieving for the reduction in relationships I had."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's exactly the same thing. But if you want to grow your people and you want to grow your business, some things you have to let go of. It's like raising kids.
Right.
You know, you're parenting at work. If you micromanage your kids, they don't grow.
Right, exactly. We'll take a quick break. Stephen, give us the website quickly, please.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
Stephen with a P-H, B-A-U-M.
HBaumLeadership.com.
Yeah, StephenHBaumLeadership.com. Check it out. 10 till, right back with more from our good friend Stephen Baum after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.